Chapter 103. Words and that. Apostrophe, to burn it down, I mean, apostrophe, said Simon, and force the gates, and set the prisoners at liberty. You helped to make the lock of the great door. Apostrophe, I did, apostrophe, said the locksmith. You owe me no thanks for that, as you'll find before long. Apostrophe, maybe, apostrophe, returned his journeyman, but you must show us how to force it. Apostrophe, must I? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, for you know, and I don't. You must come along with us, and pick it with your own hands. Apostrophe, when I do, apostrophe, said the locksmith quietly, my hands shall drop off at the wrists, and you shall wear them, Simon tappered it, on your shoulders for epaulettes. Apostrophe, we'll see that, apostrophe, cried Hugh, interposing, as the indignation of the crowd again burst forth. You fill a basket with the tools he'll want, while I bring him downstairs. Open the doors below, some of you. And light the great captain, others. Is there no business afoot, my lads, that you can do nothing but stand and grumble? Apostrophe, apostrophe, they looked at one another, and quickly dispersing, swarmed over the house, plundering, and breaking, according to their custom, and carrying off such articles of value as happened to please their fancy. They had no great length of time for these proceedings, for the basket of tools was soon prepared, and slung over a man's shoulders. The preparations being now completed, and everything ready for the attack, those who were pillaging and destroying in the other rooms were called down to the workshop. They were about to issue forth, when the man who had been last upstairs, stepped forward, and asked if the young woman in the garret who was making a terrible noise, he said, and kept on screaming without the least cessation, was to be released. For his own part, Simon Tappertit would certainly have replied in the negative, but the mass of his companions, mindful of the good service she had done in the matter of the gun, being of a different opinion, he had nothing for it but to answer, yes. The man, accordingly, went back again to the rescue, and presently returned with Miss Miggs, limp and doubled up, and very damp from much weeping. As the young lady had given no tokens of consciousness on their way downstairs, the bearer reported her either dead or dying, and being at some loss, what to do with her, was looking round for a convenient venture heap of ashes on which to place her senseless form, when she suddenly came upon her feet by some mysterious means, thrust back her hair, stared wildly at Mr. Tappertit, cried, "My Simmons' life is not a victim!" Apostrophe, apostrophe, and dropped into his arms with such promptitude, that he staggered and reeled some paces back, beneath his lovely burden. Oh bother! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Tappertit. Here! Catch hold of her, somebody! Lock her up again, she never ought to have been let out! Apostrophe, my Simon! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Miss Miggs, in tears, and faintly. My forever, ever blessed Simon! Apostrophe, apostrophe, hold up, will you, apostrophe, said Mr. Tappertit, in a very unresponsive tone, I'll let you fall if you don't. What are you sliding your feet off the ground for? Apostrophe, apostrophe, my angel Simmons. Apostrophe, apostrophe, murmured Mix, he promised, apostrophe, promised. Well, and I'll keep my promise, apostrophe, answered Simon, testily. I mean to provide for you, don't I? Stand up. Apostrophe, where am I to go? What is to become of me after my actions of this night? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Miggs. What resting places now remains, but in the Silent Thompses? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I wish you was in the Silent Thompses, I do, apostrophe, cried Mr. Tappertit, and boxed up tight, in a good strong one. Here, apostrophe, he cried to one of the bystanders, in whose ear he whispered for a moment. Take her off, will you? You understand where? Apostrophe, the fellow nodded, and taking her in his arms, notwithstanding her broken protestations, and her struggles with latter species of opposition, involving scratches, was much more difficult of resistance, carried her away. They who were in the house poured out into the street. The locksmith was taken to the head of the crowd, and required to walk between his two conductors. The whole body was put in rapid motion, and without any shouts or noise they bore down straight on Newgate, and halted in a dense mass before the prison gate. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.